penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guildford. W8CMN, repeater in Guildford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guildford.
K8IBX, Detroit, standing by.
W8CMN, repeater in Guildford.
W2PUT. W2PUT, KBSWR, 31. W2PUT, KBSWR. W2PUT, KBSWR. W2PUT, W2PUT, KBSWR. If you're hearing it, Dan, I can hear you in both spots, so. W2PUT, KBSWR. W2PUT, KBSWR.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guildford. W8CMN, repeater in Guildford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guildford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KCHVHA mobile monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KC8DVX listening.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8LAX mobile.
KE8LAX, this is NAWRO Richmond.
All I caught off of that was WRO, I believe. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray. I'm just south of New Haven right now, charging a tractor just off of grass it, trying to get it running. How are you today?
Very good. Hopefully you can hear me now. It's NAWRO. The name here is Tim, Tango India Mike. I do recognize your call sign. I may have sent you a postcard.
Was it a postcard from the Macomb County, was it AASP something?
Yes, sir. The Amateur Radio Public Service Corps, Macomb County. We're just doing a little bit of a recruiting tour, and I did recognize your call sign, so I thought I'd just reach out since you threw your call out.
I actually just got that postcard this morning. Since I'm talking to someone about it, what exactly is it? What do you guys do?
Well, we do volunteer work in the county. For example, We do have about 8 members going to the Dream Cruise to help out over there for safety. We wear vests and we assist the officials putting it on. No enforcement, of course, but we just eyes and ears because, you know, a lot of people are there. We also do, of course, Skywarn as well. And then we do have a set coming up, a simulated emergency training in October, the first weekend of October. So a lot of fun stuff coming. If you can join the net on Thursday night, that'd be great if you're interested. Or we even have the next Thursday is actually our in-person meeting at MISD. And, of course, all hams are welcome.
Fair enough. It actually kind of sounds interesting. I was a part of the St. Clair County Skywarn, but I had some equipment issues, and where I was right on the New Baltimore-St. Clair County border, and none of my handhelds could reach any of the repeaters over there, so I really wasn't able to attend when we get activated.
It sounds reminiscent of back in the day for myself, but lately they've greatly improved. I'm not sure if you're aware, but the VHF you're on now has a receiver in Richmond, and I can check the dashboard, but I imagine you're probably hitting that. The actual repeater's in Mount Clemens, and then they have another receiver in Warren. So this is our Skywarn channel, and it does work out quite good. They've made a lot of improvements over the years.
Thank you, Echo Alien Alpha X-ray. Yeah, I was aware that there was one in Richmond. I'm not sure, because right now where I'm at, obviously I'm in the mobile rig in the truck, and I'm pretty much literally in between the two, so that would be like a 50-50 shot on which one I was hitting.
Yeah, as you were transmitting, I just switched over to the website, and on the website they have this thing called the voter, and you were saying you're 50-50, and you were true, 50-50. It looked like Richmond was green, though, so the computer said Richmond won, but oddly, it's 255 is the top scale. It was 255 for both of them. So as you travel just a bit south, I imagine you'll favor Mount Clemens, but pretty interesting technology. And neither you or I are even tickling Warren. But if you got south of 59, you'd start showing that. So it's interesting to just watch the dashboard. You can I gave you the URL on that postcard. You know, when you're home, you can drop in on that if you're interested.
Yeah, I'll definitely take a peek because I was, and I'm probably the Richmond receiver, but the other day I had heard something kicking up on the 2-meter side, and I had asked someone if they were putting up a repeater in Mackinac on the link because it was electronically spouting off the Mount Clemens repeater, or not Mount Clemens, I'm sorry, Mackinac repeater, and I was able to get in on low wattage. So I'm assuming that's like 1 watt, and I was in my house. So that one probably favors the Richmond.
Well, during non-net times like right now, this is also linked to the Central Michigan network, which, as you mentioned, they're doing some work and expanding. So it's going a long way. Of course, on our Thursday nets, they shut it down, I believe, so that the outlying areas don't have to listen to the net. But during normal times, like right now, you are correct. And yes, they did, and on the FBI side too, I think, although I don't see it on the dashboard on that one today, but on the FBI side, I think they put another site in Traverse City. And then, as you were mentioning, there was one in just south of Mackinac, I believe, too. I'm not too sure about that. That's brand new, though.
Well, Tim, technologies and the times are changing, and it is definitely cool that they can take such a old technology as amateur radio and update it to keep up with the times and get the kind of range and distance that they do get out of these through link systems, whether it be over internet or however. It's definitely some really cool technology.
Have to agree with you 100% there. I took a hiatus from the hobby for many years, and then I just got back into it a couple of years ago, and more recently, in the springtime, I joined the ARPIS group, and it's like, oh, I like this. This is fun. So if you're interested, yeah. Hey, just it's kind of a funny coincidence. The boss, our emergency coordinator, his name is Dave, and his call sign, K-Echo-8-Y-N-U, his QTH is the same as yours. So you guys are close by. That's kind of interesting. But, yeah, unless you have any other questions, I'll let you go and get about your day. But I couldn't let you say your call sign without introducing myself. So this is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar in Richmond. The name here again is Tim, as you know. And just I'm going to tell you, have a good day.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I appreciate you reaching out. That was definitely pretty cool. It clicked right away as soon as you said postcard, because I literally just got that in the mail this morning. So I appreciate you reaching out, and I'm going to say 7-3s and go check in on this tractor. This is Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray clear.
WCB, this is KYNU.
K8YNU, this is NHWCB. Good evening. How are things going today? Hopefully, well, it kind of sounded like Sterling was a little bit busy here, kind of the same as yesterday. How about you? How are things at work?
Typical Friday. Follow the call. It was a busy one today, unfortunately.
Yeah, I bet. With the weekend coming up and again all the all the things, school and a lot of events going this weekend, Dream Cruise and so on. I'm sure it was pretty busy. Hopefully you have the manpower and going for the end of the call to call.
Yeah, I had everything covered. It was nonstop today, and I just felt bad for the guys. They just run and call the call.
Yeah, I get you on that one. Say, you kind of hope to get a little downtime, a little breather, and, what do you do, it's not like you're picking on them or singling them out. You got calls to take and calls to give, calls to go on, and I guess part of the process, job security, I guess.
Yeah, it is, and, you gotta do what you gotta do, and it's a paycheck in the bank every week, and I understand the frustration, but it's a paycheck, and it's a consistent paycheck at that. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about. Get paid and do the best we can out there. And, try to keep the board cleared as best you can, and take the call and go to the next one. At least there's an ending to the day. Like you say, you want everybody to go home safe, one way or another.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So, how was your day today?
We're doing pretty good here. It's basically been just looked over the car for a minute, but basically it's been the proofreading today. I'm at least halfway through it, a little over now, and glad for that. Worked with the DMR there again. Not confident I'm gonna be able to hear the event channel down there. Tried to get it in today. I think the wind helped me out, but for a moment, but not too much luck. We're gonna maybe try again and see what happens here for this evening's event.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know either, because for me, I'm not able to hear them. But I mean, I'm further away from things than you are. So, I don't know what type of presence or what type of what type of footprint their repeater has. So I know their DMR repeater is not that portable. DMR is not that strong, and I think it's done that way on purpose.
Yes, it is. Yeah, in fact, I heard them on the net last night say it was 25 watts, so it's like, I'm not so sure on this. And like you say, I agree. It's probably, it's because of its portable capabilities, and also I have to agree, it's probably in that way on purpose. So there's some things with it. And, I'm sure it will cover the area that that's needed for the responders, the volunteers down there. And that's what's the most important.
Yeah, that's what it's needed. That's what it's for. And I'd almost really like to do something like that here if we could get like a portable DMR repeater for us, just in case we got an event we're working, or just in case something like a disaster happens, or God forbid, or something major happens, we can set it up and we're not running off the main frequency. We can jump to something like that, or have it as where it's a good tack channel.
Well, that's something perhaps to look at down the road. Like I say, I'm thinking of that way. Power goes down, and that you can always just use a portable repeater or DMR repeater in that. The main repeater free, and or if it's down, then you've at least got something to assist with communication. So, yeah, that's something that maybe later on down the road to take a look at.
Yeah, it's a good option. So we'll see what happens. Kind of plan it out, see how this works out here, and it's a good test for us here, and jot down some notes and ideas and thoughts, and hopefully come back with some more good ideas and stuff.
NAWCB, I agree. Yes, like you say, you can take the pros and the cons. What was good, might work better, what would work, maybe work for them, but it might not work for us. Those types of things, just definitely write those down, and then go into the future with that outlook.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I guess just monitor the other channel we were talking about and I mentioned the other day, and we'll just go from there, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. That's probably what I'll do is, you know, do that. And, maybe their main also EMR site. So I would just go from there and see how things play out tomorrow. And it's supposed to be a hot one, so definitely, I know like Mike was saying last night, definitely stay hydrated.
That's the plan. That is definitely the plan. So I'm going to pick up some water and, you know, bring a cooler and stuff like that and keep it in the back of the Explorer. And that way then, if it gets hot, I can at least grab some water pretty quick and make it available for Mike as well.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I definitely do that. And I hope it's a good experience for all the, you know, our group that's going down. I had a good net last night on our side, and as neat seeing a lot of our group check in on Oakland County last night, too. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure, trying to show some support and, kind of let them know, hey, we got their back, and, you know, we're all in this together. We're all doing the same thing for the same cause.
Yes, yes, I agree on that one. So, well, good. Let's see how it goes. I just just reading about some things for the crews from the news. I won't say, you know, on the air, but it's like definitely got it well prepared and planned out.
Oh, for sure. That's just the tip of the iceberg, like I said, won't go over that over the air. Hey, I'm going to hop out here real quick and grab some gas. I'll be right back. KALAND.
USL will be standing by. NAWCB.
NAWCB, this is Kate Langan.
KYU, NAWCB, well, you filled up and ready to go again.
Yeah, you got gas for 293, I think it is. And, yeah, 293, so, like, I'm not passing that up.
No, I don't blame you. They're got to get it, like you say, especially before a weekend. And, I know you keep the wheel, and you guys have been driving this week. Man, he's probably putting the gasoline in that car.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad. I get about 18, 19 miles per gallon. So it's not horrible.
No, that's not too bad with the Explorer. I think that's pretty good. Of course, that's probably city driving, and I'm sure, you know, you get more on the highway. So I think that's pretty good. And again, you know, you gotta get gasoline. Like get a bargain.
Right from. From that price, from a quarter tank to full, it's about $40. So it's not too bad.
Ah, okay, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, I don't spend that anymore anyway. I don't let my tank get down that low, but of course I don't drive too much anymore. So I guess I can afford that luxury. If I were working, that's definitely back in the day. let it get down low like that, down to a quarter of a tank anyway.
Yeah, we try to push it as long as we can, and you know, for the, you know, I don't try not to let it go lower than a quarter tank, but we try to get it to a quarter tank, and then we'll fill off. And if it's later on in the week, then it just makes the next fill up longer. So.
Yeah, that's it. You know, you gotta kind of strategize these things, I suppose, and you know, see how it goes. I know that, you know, I'm sure you do the same thing. You know, just kind of strategize it out and plan your trips and see how it goes. Does it go to the end of the week and for payday? And you know, it's all about those things.
Yep, indeed. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, but we try to do our best to make it work out. So, it's like, you know, it depends on how much driving is done, and, you know, how much we're going, but it works out. We usually get through.
Yes, indeed. I agree. God provides the means, definitely, and the timing. So, I guess that's who we got to look to in that way. Sometimes those curveballs come up, and you got to kind of work around that. And sometimes it's like you don't have to make a trip, and kind of goes the other way. So, I guess it's a little give and take there.
For identification, KEYD. Yeah, so I agree. You guys got plans tonight? You guys just relaxing?
Yeah, that's about it. That's the optimal word, relaxing. Or, well, to relax for a little bit. I'm not sure what's on the docket for dinner here tonight, but we'll run that way, and I'll probably try to do some more proofreading again. I'll probably be doing some more proofreading tomorrow too while I'm trying to listen in on the Dream Cruise, or at least listen on the radio a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Sounds like a good good evening, and a good day planned.
Yeah, I figure with the heat tomorrow, probably just be as well, just to kind of stay in. I'm glad the lawn isn't growing any. I'm glad I don't have to deal with that. That's been kind of nice this week, to get a break from it. And, like I say, proofreading, and sooner or later we'll get done with it. But I'm enjoying it. We'll get through it, and like I say, kind of enjoy the radio a little bit, and being here.
Yeah, for sure, definitely. I know I'm going to be up, trying to be up early. It's 45-minute trip from here, you know, from the house where we need to meet, so I'll probably be up pretty early and get things situated in the car and make sure that everything's packed for deployment tomorrow.
Yes, exactly, and then off to work you go.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Saturday nights aren't too bad usually, so by the time I get in, hopefully the nonsense is taken care of.
Yeah, that's for certain. Hopefully it'll, like I say, it'll be a low-key night there for you, and you get that day, and it'll work out for you in that way. Man alive, I learned early on in trying to those shifts and volunteer work, and even when I started working, there's no way. 16 or 18 hours is my limit, so I tip my hat to you.
It's not too hard once you get used to it, but I don't do it all the time. I'll do it, you know, once in a while here and there, but once in a while is about my limit.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Man alive, you don't want to burn yourself out there. Definitely got to take care of yourself. But, like you say, I guess if you can do it on an occasion and you're able to safely do it and function properly in that, it's not getting quite as a, all good.
For sure, yeah, definitely. So we'll make it work. It'll be fine. It'll be a good day tomorrow. Just get some sun and hopefully see some good stars. Saw a nice, a good mid-60s Buick as I was filling up at the gas station there. So looking forward to seeing some good cars.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure that's a sweet ride. In fact, before you called, there was about a 76 Cutlass. It was kind of a bluish board, maybe a little purple tint to it. Two-door, had those big wheels on it, small tires. Headed west, figuring they're headed toward Woodward or something.
Oh yeah, it's already started. They're already cruising up and down Woodward, and it's already going strong.
Yeah, I think my former coworker there, Dave, and his daughter are down in Ferndale. He's got a, I don't know what year, Mustang, some either 80s, 90s Mustang. Former Georgia Highway Patrol car. He's down there at a show in Ferndale right now. I think he's part of that Marauder Club still. He used to be at the Burger King down at Woodward, south of Normandy, but I think they've moved up towards either Birmingham or Bloomfield, so not sure what they're doing these days, but he's already out and about down there.
Yeah. One of my former coworkers at Northland, her dad has a Mustang, and he uses his Mustang in their show down there too. So I wouldn't be surprised if they knew each other or knew of each other.
Oh, I'm sure they do. That's the Mustang. It's a great car. It's definitely been around a long time, and tried and tested a lot of good iron out of Detroit. You know, whether you're GM or Ford or Chrysler or whatever, you know, whatever you like, a lot of good rides, and that'll be neat.
Yeah, they were at the Oakland meeting the other night. They were kind of joking. They were like, Gotta worry about the fumes, and one of the guys kind of piped up. He's like, "Why worry about the fumes? We grew up in that time. So if you grew up in that time, you're used to it."
NAWCB, yeah, that's the truth. You definitely you don't forget the fumes. You don't forget the exhaust and exhaust systems and, the headers and that nice throaty sound there from some of these cars. cruise around down there. I mean, man, listening to some of these today, I mean, there's some decent cars. There's some good cars today, but I don't know, something that I guess matches from yesteryear. But, you know, as we've said here, you know, just good to remember, but can't live in the past of it. So a lot of good automobiles out there today.
Yeah, for sure. I think today's cars have gotten boring. They're all the same. They all look the same. They all, you know, pretty much have the same features, same this, that, and the other thing. It's like, I remember, you know, you can tell a Ford from a Chevy or a Dodge by the smell of the exhaust or the, you know, the honk of the horn. It's different. Each car was unique, and now it's just everything's the same.
Yeah, that's the truth. Like that, you know, from the exhaust, you know, even hearing, you know, you can hear a car start, you know, and say, oh, that's a Chrysler, or, you know, it's a Ford starting or whatever. Definitely. And even, you know, year to year, you know, you can still, remember, hey, that's a 59 Ford or that's a 57 Chevy. You know, today now it's like somewhere between unless there's minor differences, you know, between a, you know, 80 to 85 Chevy or some, you know, range like that, where maybe just some minor cosmetic changes or something. But yesteryear, man, they definitely designed those cars, tweaked them and so forth.
Yeah, the guy I follow on YouTube, he restores them. He'll go out and, you know, find either burn finds or, you know, out in the field, and you know, you get them going, and he's like, you know, you gotta get these cars on the road, and he's like, you know, some of them they might, you know, need just a little bit of cosmetic or a little bit of TLC, but you know, these old cars, if you don't do anything with them, they're gone, and once they're gone, they're gone for good.
Yeah, that's it. That's the truth. And you know, the parts and the models, you know, and not everything out there anymore is you know, a GTO or an Impala SS. You know, there's still a Pontiac Compass or, you know, Bel Air, Biscayne type cars that are still out there. You can fix them up. Sometimes the parts are available, or sometimes you gotta customize them or something. You know, like you say, sometimes it's a little cosmetic, sometimes it's engine work, sometimes it's a frame off, but yeah, you definitely, those are the ones you got to grab today.
Yeah, for sure. He's working on, right now, he's working on a 57 Chevy Bel Air. He found it in Texas. And he lives out in Tennessee, so he'll get them going, and once he gets them going, he'll drive them home, or at least attempt to drive them home. And 9 times out of 10, he makes it. There's that one occasion where they just don't make it, and then he's gotta tow it back. But it's a pretty good show. I enjoy watching what he does with the cars, and he's a good family guy. He gets his sons involved, and his wife's involved in it, and you know, it's just a good show to watch, and you know, it's he's good at what he does.
Penetrating the bay like no one.
Yeah, it definitely sounds pretty interesting, pretty neat, and you know, like you say, you know, you don't have to, you know, sometimes you have to, you know, take it a little bit at a time with some of these cars. If you got a place to put it, a garage or something, you know, you can take your time, maybe take a year or two, it might take five, you know, you can restore it as you go, and it might be roadworthy, it might have to be missing some parts or but you know, you still can, you can enjoy it that way, and it, like I say, it's a good family project. That's kind of neat to hear.
Yeah, for sure. If you ever find yourself where you're wanting to watch a good car show, it's called Vice Grip Garage, and like I said, it's pretty cool. I like watching them. I'll do it in my spare time when I've got spare time, and watch a couple episodes here and there. Sometimes about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, and so I'll watch like a section of it one night, and then you know the rest of it the next night. And, sometimes he'll, once he gets those cars back home, he'll fix them up and then either donate it to somebody or sell it to somebody, or he'll just keep it. And, he's got a lot of old Chevy trucks or Ford trucks, and he'll get those running and he'll use them on his property, and he won't. He's like, they're there to be used and not parked.
Penetrating the bay like no one else.
Yeah, that's that. I think that was the thing I was guilty of with that 65 Chevy I had. I didn't use it as much as I should have. The Bel Air I had, I drove it a lot, and usually parked them in the winter a little bit more, but with the 65 Chevy, if it was raining, I didn't get it out much. Took it to car shows, and really should have enjoyed that car a little bit more, it's good to be able. You might as well enjoy it. I mean, otherwise it just sits, it's not good for the car just as much to sit around.
Yeah, it's harder on a car to sit than it is to actually just drive it. But it is what it is. Hindsight's 2020, but it's all good. But, well, Dan, I'm home, so I'm gonna head in here and unwind, get some relaxation done, and get some supper in my belly. But hopefully you guys have a good night. Appreciate you coming along, and a good conversation, North. And appreciate your prayers and support here. You guys enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi, and we'll talk here soon.
Penetrating the bay like.
Yes, indeed. Definitely enjoyed Fuso tonight. Thanks for the ride along, and hope things go well for your detail tomorrow at work. If you need anything, let us know. We'll be on those channels, or give us a text or TX, however works. But have to keep up with how things are going there for you for the next couple of days, and go from there. But enjoy your evening tonight. Enjoy dinner and your family, and tell everyone hello. 73 is an 88 to you and the family. NAWCB is clear on your front.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you soon. 73 is an 88 student mom, J8YN Euclid.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
W8FSM 8APX.
KB8OOE Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KB8DAT monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.